one of the real surprises early at 3-0, and they got in our top seven in the SEC. And when you think back to what they were a little more than a year ago, that is really quite an accomplishment that Sam Pittman and his staff have been able to put together. With that in mind, in a big game Saturday against A&M, we've asked Andrew Hutchinson from Rivals 24/7. He covers the Arkansas Razorbacks, and he joins us by phone. Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing good, George. How about you?
Good. Good. So I know a little bit about the pride that people in Arkansas take about this team, because it really is the only game in town. Kind of tell listeners the level of excitement that is building around this undefeated start.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's really the only show in town. Arkansas, the Razorbacks are basically a professional team in Arkansas. I mean, that's a team everyone here loves, and so football, as you know, in the South is a very big deal. So for them to be 3-0 right now, the excitement is real. I know on our message board we've already got, you know, some fans are like, I know it's unlikely, but if Arkansas goes 11-1, you know, and loses to Alabama, could they make the college football playoff and stuff? So I mean, that just kind of shows you the mindset of the fan base, which, you know, 2 years ago when they were, you know, going 2-10 in back-to-back years, I don't think anybody could have imagined that we'd even be having those conversations at this point of the tenure, especially with a guy like Sam Pittman, who, you know, Arkansas people really liked him because, you know, they remembered him being an assistant coach here. But, you know, nationally it was thought of as an interesting, you know, maybe even a criticized hire for Arkansas. So the turnaround has been nothing short of dramatic.
I'm going to ask you about Pittman in just a minute, but I sort of teased the fact, big game Saturday against a national power in Texas A&M. When was the last time Arkansas had this big a game?
You know, it's been, so this will be the first top 25 matchup for Arkansas since 2016 when both teams were ranked. They had a couple of games like that year. But I would venture to say this is the biggest game at Arkansas in a decade since the Bobby Petrino era. You know, they played some pretty big games during those 2010, 2011 seasons, including the 2011 Cotton Bowl was a big one. Top 10 showdown. So for my money, it's the biggest game in Arkansas in a decade.
What is it that Pittman has done as he walked into this, you know, just Hindenburg when he took it over? What is it he's done that has righted this so quickly?
I think that he's just got the team to fully buy in, and he's done it by being a genuine, honest guy. You know, Chad Morris kind of gave off this used car salesman type vibe, and the players saw right through it. You know, it's never really felt that the players bought in, and when you're not believing in your head coach, it's hard to win games. And so far, that seems like what they've done with Sam Pittman. We saw it last year, you know, in a 10-game all-SEC schedule that, you know, Arkansas got kind of hosed by the SEC by getting Georgia and Florida added to the schedule last year as the two extra games. But they still managed to go 3-7, and three of those losses were by a total of 7 points and were just in absolutely heartbreaking fashion. So they are a lot better than what they were just 2 years ago, and it's with a lot of the same players. I mean, he's brought in a few key players in the last couple of recruiting classes, but really the main players so far are guys that were here already whenever he got here. And so he's just really got them, you know, fully bought in and just really believing in themselves, I guess you could say.
Is he surprised it's turned this quick?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe a little bit. I know Hunter Yurecek, the Arkansas AD, I asked him that question last year, and he said, yeah, I'm definitely surprised. I think everybody is. I think they knew it was going to take some time, and they've done it in short work, and they've done it by, you know, transforming the players that were already here, like I just mentioned. I mean, for example, the offensive line was one of the weaknesses of the team a few years ago, and they weren't very big. But Sam Pittman, being an offensive line coach, he likes big offensive linemen, and he came in and he just completely reshaped that unit, and now they're all 300-plus pounds. They've gained like an average of 20 pounds per man across the board, and now they're, I would say, one of the strengths of the team. So it's truly remarkable, and I think even Sam Pittman, if you get him to tell you, he would also say that it maybe surprised him a little bit as well.
You know, you brought up a name a couple of minutes ago I hadn't thought of in Bobby Petrino, and I guess maybe the motorcycle wasn't his best move at the time that he was down there. But Brett Bielema, that was a mystery to me. Andrew, why did that one fail?
I think it was a combination of several things. Bielema, when he first got here, had a rock star assistant coaching staff. Sam Pittman was the offensive line coach. He had some other really good coaches. And, of course, as you know, when you've got good assistant coaches, they're probably going to get picked off by other teams as they have success. And I don't think he did a very good job of replacing those assistant coaches. And I think that hurt in recruiting. They would always do a good job landing, four or five really good players at the top of the recruiting class. But then it almost seemed like, I don't throw around this lightly, but it almost seemed like they would get lazy at the end of the recruiting class, and they would end up bringing in, players, for depth or whatever in the class that maybe only, were two-star guys or only had, offers from group of five schools or FCS schools, and they weren't really SEC recruits. And, of course, they don't pan out. And when you don't get those guys, it's hard to develop depth, especially if you don't hit on all of your high-caliber guys. And so I think all of that just kind of combined and just kind of led to the eventual downfall there in year five, where they just went 4-8 and really struggled.
Andrew Hutchinson is on the line with us. He covers Arkansas for Rivals 24/7. Watson, what do you got for him?
Andrew, I agree with you. I think Coach Pittman's relationship and his personality, it's not easy for a head coach to get his personality through a team. I think he's been able to do that, and I think that's huge. The second thing is the two coordinators he brought in I thought were top, absolutely top, and for him to pull that off I thought was fantastic. Kendall Browse, who is the son of Art Browse, who's been a very good friend of mine all the way through our careers. Kendall is one of those young guys, Andrew, that to me, one of the negatives of the young offensive guys, they have one system, and that's it. That's what they learned. That's what they grew up with. That's what they've been sold on, and their popularities. Kendall, to me, has taken this team, this offense, and he's worked it not just run his daddy and his offense. He has worked it into what the players can do. And I start with KJ Jefferson, the quarterback. And to me, that's a great credit to Kendall, because I think he has not just said, we're running this offense. He's still a fast-paced guy. He's still doing the things that he grew up in. But he's tweaked it to the point that I think, looking at them, they've gone 38-40-45. Arkansas scoring that kind of points is a major difference for them from the years past.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. We honestly saw it a little bit last year and how flexible Kendall Briles is, because I think everyone knows that he would prefer a quarterback who is mobile like KJ Jefferson is this year. But last year they brought in Felipe Franks from the portal, and he's not the most mobile guy in the world, but they made the offense fit kind of his skill set. And so now he's doing the same thing this year. It's kind of broadened the playbook, I would say, because you can do more RPO type things like that, get the quarterback involved in the run game with a guy like KJ who's a lot better of a runner than Felipe was. And I think they've done a good job of being creative and finding ways to get Treylon Burke, the Arkansas star wide receiver, the ball. I mean, if you watch him during a game, that guy moves all over the field. I mean, he lines up in the backfield like a running back. He lines up in the slot. He lines up outside. Yeah. He lines up, as almost like a tight end. I mean, he is all over the field and always in motion. I think they do. Kendall Briles does a really good job of kind of using, knowing what pieces he has, and tailoring the system to his strengths.
Well, another thing to me that I think it helped them both is when Lane Kiffin hired him down in Florida and they got together. And I think Lane is smart enough. I think he took some things from Kendall and kept his style. But I think Kendall also got a lot from Lane. And I'm not sure that hasn't helped Kendall. He's become more of a run guy than Kendall used to be to me. And I, the way they knocked Texas down just absolutely surprised me to death. But I think that that has helped Kendall in a lot of ways. And I can't wait to watch them play offense against a real good defensive team in Texas A&M. They've had three then that hadn't been great, but not bad. And now they've got to go against A&M, and I can't see that matchup.
Yeah, it should be a really, really interesting matchup to see how they go up against a really good defense like that. I mean, Texas was a pretty good test. I think Texas is, you know, maybe they were a number 15 team in the country like they were whenever they came to Fayetteville, but I think they're still a really good team with a lot of really good players, and and Arkansas just mauled them. I mean, at 333 rushing yards, averaged over 7 yards a carry, truly a dominant performance. I'm anxious to see if they could do that against a team like Texas A&M, teams in the SEC that maybe are bigger along that defensive front than Texas was.
Yeah, I think we leave this weekend and know a ton more about Arkansas. I think we're also going to know a ton more about A&M. How does that game come about? Is it always now in Arlington? They don't go home and home with this? Andrew, is it going to stay that way? I saw where Coach Pittman wasn't really for this. It wasn't a big deal, but is it going to stay like this, or is it going to get back to home and home again?
Short answer is that it sounds like it's trending back toward being a home and home here when this contract expires following the 2024 season. This series started, they call it the Southwest Classic, whenever Texas A&M was actually still in the Big 12, so it was a non-conference matchup for a while. But then, you know, when they joined the SEC, they had a really brief stint, like in 2012 and 2013, they went home and home. Then since then, it's been at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Yeah. Last year, it was actually in College Station because of everything going on with COVID. But this year, they moved it back to AT&T Stadium in order to just kind of honor that contract and try to get it over as quick as possible. Because I think, based on what I've read from the A&M side, both Arkansas and Texas A&M really want this game to return to a home and home on campus sites every year.
Well, and they could very well end up in the same division when this Oklahoma-Texas thing falls too, couldn't they?
Exactly. Who knows how that's going to play out? I mean, are they going to go, you know, an east and a west? Are they going to do pods? You know, there's still so many moving parts. I think the 2024 is a very big, you know, benchmark period for where the future of this series.
Last thing, quick, and probably got 30 seconds at the most, Andrew. Is Arkansas's defense good enough to play with the better SEC teams?
I think Arkansas's defense is the strength of the team. So, yes, I believe they've got enough pieces and enough key players that's going to be the side of the ball that keeps Arkansas in a lot of these games.
Andrew, really appreciate you taking the time to come on today. Can't wait to see how this is going to play out.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Andrew Hutchinson from Rivals 24/7.